puffed up. 1 Corinthians 4:6. And these things, brethren, have I in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos, for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. This word reminds me of a puffer fish, inflated, full of air. Only when Paul says we are puffed up, he means full of ourselves and pride. The word means blown up, swelled with air, inflated with vanity or pride. He first says we can be this way by thinking of men above that which is written, so exalting men and not Christ. Remember in Romans chapter 12, Paul tells us to think soberly, not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. That goes for ourselves and for others. Now I see people go in reverse of this as well and honor no men at all and think that they do God's service. But this is being guilty of being puffed up as well. For the Bible says to honor to whom honor is due. I've seen the office of a bishop disrespected as well. So that we must be careful not to exalt nor to demean men that should be honored. Pride falls on either side. There could be a false humility that comes in when we don't honor to whom honor is due. So we ought to have the heart to honor others before ourselves, but to put all things in due order and in Christ's time. We must be careful in all that we do. In 1 Corinthians 5, Paul says that some were puffed up and full of pride, allowing sin to reign in the church and not disciplining the guilty party out of the church. They thought the church was great and did not mourn sin in the camp. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says that true charity is not puffed up. It vaunteth not itself. To vaunt means to boast, a vain display of what one is or has done, ostentation from vanity. We are puffed up when we do not take a sober assessment of ourselves. Paul says we can be vainly puffed up by our fleshly mind. Yes, if we walk in the flesh, we'll be puffed up with pride and become vain. Christians can be so vain at times, and we have to guard ourselves against that. Paul tells us in the text, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it?" It was a gift, he is saying, and you are a beggar. And so then why are you proud of it? Oh, Christian, think about this. All of your gifts, including the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It was a gift to a poor blind beggar like old blind Bart, who had nothing. In my hands no price I bring, simply to the cross I cling. We have nothing, and after we are saved, we are still nothing, because that is in our flesh dwells no good thing. However, we are the sons of God, and all the gifts of God are just that, gifts. We did not create them, we did not make them, we did not earn them. They are gifts. It was a gift. Look at Christ and see the humble one. Christ is the one that no one wishes to look at when he is proud. But when we look on Christ, we see our spiritual pride deflate. All the air comes out. The vanity departs from us. And we are returned to our normal spiritual senses. A dying man preaching to dying men. One beggar to another that can only cry, "Grace, grace." So then think on Christ, and when you do, Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." Why? Because we forget him. We forget Christ when we are puffed up. We forget all the gifts of speaking that he's given us, or the charity that we can show to others, the love of God, our jobs, everything that God has given us, gifted us with the ability for. It is all from heaven. It is all from the Father above, and we ought to thank God for it. But when we become puffed up over these areas, when we become full of vanity, sin lieth at the door. Think on Christ.